This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A key supporter of U.S. President Donald Trump, Republican New York Congressman Chris Collins, has suspended his re-election campaign for Congress. As AP's Julie Walker reports, Collins is facing charges of insider trading.
In a statement, the Republican congressman says, "After extensive discussions with my family and friends over the last few days, I've decided it's in the best interest of my constituents, the Republican Party, and President Trump's agenda to suspend my campaign for re-election." Chris Collins was indicted Wednesday on charges he used insider information about a biotech company to make illicit stock trades. At the time, he vowed to remain on the ballot and denied any wrongdoing. Now he says he'll finish his term as he fights the charges. The state Republican Party has yet to announce a replacement candidate for Collins' House seat. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. President Donald Trump says that he denounces all acts of racism and violence ahead of the one-year anniversary of a deadly riot between white supremacists and counter-demonstrators in Charlottesville, Virginia. The president's comments on Twitter come one day before the first anniversary of that rally, which left one woman dead. Trump was widely criticized for his response to last year's rally and riot. Members of the Antifa anti-fascist group held a march Saturday to pay homage at a makeshift memorial for Heather Heyer, an activist who was killed last year when white nationalists clashed with counter-protesters. A heavy police presence is reported in both Charlottesville, Virginia, and in Washington's Lafayette Park as officials prepare for Sunday's Unite the Right rally, which is organized by the same white supremacist group that organized last year's gatherings. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. federal investigators began probing Saturday the theft and crash of a passenger airliner late Friday near Seattle, Washington. Gary Beck is the president and CEO of Horizon Air.
The plane was taken from a maintenance position and was not scheduled for passenger flight. The aircraft crashed about an hour later in a wooded area on Catron Island in rural Pierce County.
A young mechanic described as suicidal stole the empty passenger plane from Seattle-Tacoma Airport, took it on an hour-long flight that included a hair-raising loop as F-15 fighter jets gave chase, then crashed, killing himself. Officials have ruled out any link to terrorism in the incident. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has warned that his country can trade in currencies other than the dollar because of the ongoing crisis between the Turkish lira and the U.S. currency. Speaking to supporters Saturday, Erdogan said Turkey can just as easily trade with China, Russia, and other nations. He said, "We are preparing to use our own national currency with our biggest trade partners such as China, Russia, Iran, and Ukraine. If European countries want to get out of the U.S. dollar mangle, then we are ready to set up such a system with them as well." The Turkish lira lost nearly 14% of its value to the dollar on Friday. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to increase tariffs on Turkish steel and aluminum if Turkey does not release a U.S. pastor who is under house arrest. A suicide blast in southwestern Pakistan Saturday injured at least 6 people, including 3 Chinese engineers, while unknown gunmen killed 3 policemen in a northern region bordering China. Authorities in Baluchistan confirmed a team of Chinese workers was returning from a mining project when the bomber detonated his explosives-laden vehicle near their bus. The Baluchistan Liberation Army separatist group has claimed responsibility for the violence. Separately, Pakistani officials in the northern Gilgit-Baltistan region, which borders China, said that a group of heavily armed terrorists assaulted police early on Saturday morning, killing at least 3 security personnel. At least 2 police guards were injured. And the Indonesian Air Force on Saturday delivered 90 tons of aid to the earthquake-affected island of Lombok. The aid included food, medicine, tents, and blankets, which will be distributed to residents in affected areas. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency said Saturday that 387 people died in last Sunday's earthquake. Almost 390,000 are homeless. I'm David Byrd.